Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We've been talking this week about our subject of one of life's most valuable assets, that being time. And we began the idea talking yesterday about how time can really be viewed in two different ways. Time can be viewed not as an asset, but as a curse. If you think that you have more time, if you put things off, if you constantly think that you will have enough time to get things done at a later time, and we'll talk about that specifically more later today. We also talked about yesterday how time can be viewed also as an asset and a blessing if we understand that time has been given to us by God to make our lives right, to correct our state before Him, because He is not wanting anybody to be lost, and He is willing and wanting all to come to Him in repentance. We'll talk about more how time can be viewed as a blessing and actually used in that way tomorrow, Lord willing. Today, however, I want to continue this topic of viewing time not being managed right and time really as a curse. Time can be really viewed as something that isn't going to help us, and as this curse of not being a true asset if we pencil in things in our calendars. How many of us do this on a day-to-day basis? I'm guilty of it myself. I have lots of things come up on a daily basis at work, and sometimes I'm in the middle of something, so I have to put that in my notes to make sure I can take care of that later. Well, that's okay in a way for secular purposes, but in terms of spiritual things, we can't do that. We cannot expect at a later time to have that time to be able to give ourselves to God in repentance. This is exactly the same kind of sentiment that is seen in Luke chapter 12. Verse 16, beginning, and he told them a parable, Jesus, saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. This rich fool thought he had all kinds of time to build larger barns, to house all of his goods. He was putting that in his calendar effectively. He was penciling that in as, I will have enough time, and I expect to get that accomplished to build bigger barns to house all of my goods. And the point in the parable being, so is the person who stores up treasure for himself and not treasure up in heaven. We may convince ourselves that unrighteous behavior and sinful lifestyles aren't that big of a problem right now. Or, how many times have you heard or thought this? There will be an opportunity later to take care of that. Or I'll get around later to doing that. Isn't that exactly what Felix told Paul in Acts chapter 24? Felix, having a more exact knowledge beginning in verse 22 about the way, put them off, saying, when Lysias, the commander, comes down, I will decide your case. Then he gave orders to the centurion for him to be kept in custody, and yet have some freedom, and not to prevent any of his friends from ministering to him. But some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewess, and sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened and said, go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you. Felix was under the impression that he had opportunity at a later date, and we don't know if he actually ever took advantage of that time. But that's not viewing time as an asset to be used to our advantage. We're expecting to have that time, and unfortunately, we may never know if we have that time, because as we've talked about earlier this week, the Lord has appointed a time for judgment to come. Let's make sure that we are actually using our time wisely. We want you to come worship with us at any time you find it convenient to do so in Oakland. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study and 10:20 a.m. for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you're ever in those areas at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.